Others may be here today and you're like, man, I need the comfort of God. There's this circumstance going on in my life and I need the comfort of God. If that's you, I would ask that as we're in this closing song, that you would just look around and you'd see one of these folks who are standing and you just go to them and you would say, hey, this is what it is. You know, you may not need to give all the gory details, but just like, hey, this is what's going on generally. You need to know this. Would you pray for me? You know, the Lord loves to use his people to minister to his people. That's what Paul says. And so in these moments, if there is comfort that is needed, would you just find one of these folks? And maybe it's even a group. Maybe if it's one person, several of you gather around and just pray. Pray that the God and the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort would pour out his comfort upon that person. So as we would sing, if you are in need of that comfort, just find one of these folks. And let's let the body of Christ do what the body of Christ does. Minister to one another. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for the comfort that you have given to me. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your love and your tenderness. Thank you that you know our weakness and you don't condemn us for it, but you welcome us. So Lord, Father of compassion and God of all comfort, I ask your comfort to be poured out through your people, to your people in these moments. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are safe in Christ and that we can stand before others and admit where we need comfort. We declare in the name of Jesus that the Father sees us and he knows our struggle and he loves us. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are secure, that nothing in all creation, not height nor depth, not angels nor demons, not the present nor the future nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. So with that, with those truths, may your comfort flow. We welcome it in Jesus' name. So as you may see, reach out to someone.
Jesus is mine. Oh, the foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
And so as the Lord may continue just to minister to you, I would ask that we would just be sensitive and quiet as we would go out and as you would be dismissed to have your conversation out in the entryway, but just allow space here for people who want to continue to pray. And even if you're in a space where you're just saying, I just want to sit and receive from the Lord, He is the God of all compassion and the Father of comfort. May the Lord bless you with His comfort. May the Lord fill you with His compassion. May it overflow to the lives of others for His glory and for their good. Go in His peace. Amen.